Leaving Nantes on pilgrimage to Mont-Saint-Michel, I'm annoyed. Walking into the peaceful seclusion of pilgrimage, I've a rendezvous with the press at Blain, 3 days ahead. In 2 weeks, I'll speak at the annual conference of the Breton Camino Society, and the organisers want my help to promote the event. As I walk, I'm distracted. What questions will be asked? What will I wear for the photographer? Of course, pilgrims, like anyone else, should go with the flow. So I'm angry at my reaction, as well as at the event provoking it. I arrive at the port of Blain on the Nantes-Brest Canal and have my meeting. The session goes well enough, and I get underway again. I'm really on pilgrimage now. Next, I get angry at the 3 days of wasted mental focus on something that wasn't important. This isn't right. 2 days later, I'm standing on a bridge. Nothing like the one described in my walking notes. I'm lost. Clearly, I've taken a wrong turn. A man is walking toward me. As he nears, his face breaks into a delighted smile. "You're the Irish pilgrim, aren't you?" he says. I'm amazed. "I saw your picture in the paper this morning," he continues. "You're going to Mont-Saint-Michel, I think." "Yes," I replied. "You need to go over there, then further on, turn left, and you'll find the bridge on your right." I left him with grateful thanks, promising to embrace the unwanted in the future, and realizing that someone was watching over me.